Good day, dear friends. As I was warming my coffee this morning and stirring it with the sweetest little spoon, an heirloom from my mom, my heart turned toward a friend, a good friend who will be moving soon. And he talked about being tested, that he felt he was being tested and evaluated by the Lord. And that really made me think of my own life and the times where I felt very tested and also very blessed. And I turned to James chapter 1, and I found verses 2 through 4, and it talks about being tested. Let me read it to you. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And my heart just really wanted to stop and ponder on these words, knowing that when I have been tested in my life, it does produce steadfastness. It does produce a new, renewed strength in the Lord and trust in the Lord, in knowing full well that He has my life in His hands and He has a good plan. You know, man makes his plans, but God has His way. And oh, I am so thankful that God has His way. And it's through testing that we can really press into what His plan is for our life. You know, I'm really easy about making a big mess of things, but I know that through testing of my faith, on the other side is going to be blessing upon blessing. And so I understand what it means to take joy, count it all joy, when you are tested, when you meet various trials. I can think of times when, you know, we didn't know where we would end up. Even here in Virginia, we didn't know that we would be moving. Where would we be going from China? But, you know, through the testing of our faith and seeing that my trust in His plan grew, we've landed in a place that is unimaginable. The beauty of the hills here, the valley, the greenery. I was just talking to my daughter yesterday about how beautiful and green everything is here against the vastness of the blue sky and the beautiful clouds, the birds. I could not have even written a story that would have been this beautiful. So let me just encourage you, friends, that if you are being tested, if you feel that you're being tested and evaluated by the Lord, count it joy because of what is to come. You know, we are His children, and He wants only the best for His children. So just take time and in prayer and meditation, thank Him for being tested, because through that testing, you will be strengthened and renewed. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the sound of your birds. Thank you for the laughter that I hear in the voices of friends. And thank you, Father, for the beautiful skies and the greenery. And Father, thank you for testing. Thank you for testing me, Lord, and helping me to be strengthened in my faith, in my trust in you. I pray that, Father, for my friends as well. Please watch over us all, Lord, and help us, Father, as we navigate life and abundance with you. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.